Galaxies are spinning around, but the stars in the middle are going faster than the stars at the outside. Why do they still have spiral arms on them if the stars are moving different speeds? They should all be one smooth, homogeneous mass instead of spiral galaxies. There are many evidences from space about novas and supernovas and stars that indicate they are not billions of years old. Just watch video one. I don't want to cover all that. Saturn has rings around it, but the rings are expanding away from the planet. They're moving away. Okay. Well, then I have a question. If Saturn is billions of years old, why aren't the rings gone? I mean, it's got to put some kind of time limit, doesn't it? The moon is going around the Earth. How many knew that already? The moon goes around the Earth. Did you know, as the moon goes around, it's gradually getting farther away? The moon is leaving us about 2 inches a year. Now, kids, this is going to be really complicated, so listen carefully. The moon is getting farther from the Earth every year. So that means that it used to be closer. How many can figure that out with no help at all? Okay. Well, if you bring the moon back in closer, you create a problem. There's a law called the inverse square law. If you brought the moon into one half the distance, you take that fraction one half, inverse it, and square it. It's 4 times the gravitational pull. Bring it into one third the distance, it's 9 times the gravitational pull. Those that have studied this say, if you bring the moon back in for 1.2 billion years or 1.4 billion years, the orbit would collapse. They've known about this for a long time. The lunar orbit collapses a little over a billion years ago. Okay. Well, then I have a question. Why are we teaching the kids the Earth is 4.6 billion years old? It's not possible. Just the moon proves that. And if you bring the moon in closer, 1.2 billion or so is the max. So if dinosaurs lived millions of years ago, I know what happened to them. They got mooned. At least the tall ones did, okay? Comets are flying around through space, but comets are constantly losing material. You can't keep losing and losing, folks. If your outgo exceeds your income, your upkeep will be your downfall every time. Comets are losing material. That's what the tail is, blowing off the comet. They say the comets can only last about 10,000 years. All right, well then I've got a question. Why do we still have comets? Now, my theory is very simple. I believe in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And he did it about 6,000 years ago. And everything I can see from science matches that perfectly. We have all kinds of evidences of a young earth on video number one. Now, back in the 50s, a guy named Jan Oort proposed, that means he wished, he hoped, he prayed. He's trying to answer the comet problem. He said, there's a great shell of comets at the remote frontiers of the solar system. There's a bunch of comets out there in what's called the Oort cloud. And their new ones are coming in to replace the ones that burn out every 10,000 years. Well, there's a problem. No one has ever seen the Oort cloud. They say it's 50,000 astronomical units away. Just to put that in perspective, an astronomical unit is the distance from the Earth to the Sun, one astronomical unit, called an AU. It's 93 million miles. 50,000 astronomical units would be way out there. Pluto is 39 astronomical units, and you can barely see Pluto with a really good telescope. You cannot see a comet, which is way smaller, 50,000 astronomical units away. It just can't be done. No one has ever seen the Oort cloud. Oort never saw the Oort cloud. Okay? It's proposed based upon mathematical problems. It has loads of errors with this Oort cloud thinking. There's plenty of stuff been published on this, and I don't know any intelligent scientists that still believe in the Oort cloud. There's not a shred of observational evidence for its existence. But they have to have this Oort cloud to explain where comets come from. One atheist told me, he said, fellas, this is an atheist, Mattson, he said, if you want to use the comet argument, it's up to you to prove, beyond a reasonable doubt, that the Oort cloud and other sources don't exist. Wait, hold on, slow down. I have to prove it doesn't exist. How can you prove the non-existence of something? wouldn't you have to be everywhere at all times at the same time to prove something doesn't exist? See, this is reverse logic, folks. If I told you watermelons are blue on the inside until you cut the skin, as soon as you cut the skin, it turns red. Could you prove I'm wrong? No. I don't have to prove the Oort cloud is there. They have to prove it's there. They're trying to shift the burden of proof over to me. I don't have to prove nothing. He said, it's up to you to prove it doesn't exist. I'm sorry. The Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God. Amen. And evolution theory says the sun and stars came before the earth. God said he made the earth before the sun and stars. Everything about evolution is backwards to the Bible. The Bible has earth made before the sun. Evolution has the sun before the earth. The Bible has oceans before the land. Evolution has land before the oceans. You can go all day on the differences, and these theories are not compatible. Somebody is wrong. And it's more than just a dumb theory. It's a dangerous religion. The Bible says God made the whales on the fifth day, and the stuff on land, evolutionists has it backwards. They have insects made and animals made before the whales. It's all backwards. The whole theory, everything about it, is backwards to the Bible. I'd suggest you get video number one if you want a whole lot more on that. But the most important thing is this. The Bible says man brought death into the world. Evolution says death brought man into the world. If death is the hero, then why did Jesus die on the cross to save us from our sins if the world was already full of loads of death? No. God made a perfect world. Man wrecked it. Amen. Jesus came, died on the cross so you can be redeemed and come back to him. Amen. And 46 and a half years ago, someone said, Kent, are you going to heaven? I said, I don't know. I doubt it. Probably not. No, I'm not going. He said, would you like to go? I said, well, yeah, I don't know how. And he explained that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for my sins and rose from the dead, and I needed to just receive him as my Savior. It's kind of like planting a seed. You know, the seed knows how to make the tree. Dirt is 100% stupid. Dirt does not know how to make anything, right? But the dirt has to open up and let the seed get in there. Then the seed does the work in the dirt. I'm like the dirt. I just invited the seed to come in. Lord, I'm a sinner. Would you come in? Save me. And I'm just the dirt, folks. He's growing inside of there. But you got to get him planted first, and it's so simple. You just come and say, preacher, would you let somebody show me from the Bible how I can go to heaven? And they'll take you someplace where it's quiet, and they'll explain what the Bible says, how to be saved and go to heaven. So 46 and a half years ago, I bowed my head. I said, Lord, I'm a sinner. All the angels hollered out, amen. You can say that again. I said, Lord, I deserve to go to hell. And they all hollered, that's true. Amen, Lord. I said, but I believe you died for me. Would you please forgive me and save me? Brother, I can't explain it, but something started growing inside. That's all I can say. And if somebody claims they're a Christian and you never see any changes, I doubt they got the seed planted. Something went wrong. If a woman claims she's pregnant and 3 years later you still don't see anything, I'm going to doubt that, okay? If you claim you're a Christian, what on earth are you doing for heaven's sake? Everybody ought to find something to do for the Lord. Start a new ministry for left-handed, one-eyed people or something. I don't know. People say, Brother Hovind, did God call you to do this, travel and speak on dinosaurs? I don't know. I never got a letter or a phone call. I just saw the need and said, somebody ought to do that. Most of the creationists that I know, and I know most of them, they're really smart. And they're talking to the top intellectuals, you know, the one percenters. And you get all done listening to him talk, and you say, wow, what did he say? That's the last thing I want, brother. I purposely avoid all the big words. I want to explain it where the kids understand it. God made the world. There was a big flood, destroyed it. He's coming to judge it again one day. We'll get into that tomorrow night. What on earth is about to happen? Try to get there as fast as we can. So, if you're not sure you're saved, come and let somebody take a Bible and show you how. If you are saved and you're not doing much for the Lord, maybe you ought to get off where it's quiet and say, Lord, would you talk to me? Show me what you want me to do. If you're not going to shoot, you can at least carry bullets. Everybody can do something for the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for these people coming out, Lord. I pray that you give us a safe trip home. I pray that you'll bless the meeting tomorrow. Bring more people out, Father, that want to learn about your truth and your word. Lord, strengthen our faith in your word. Lord, there might be some of these people here tonight, right now, listening to me. They're not saved. They're going to hell forever. I don't want that. I know you don't want that. I hope they don't want that. Please help them to come and let somebody explain from the Bible how to be saved and go to heaven so they can get into your family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. You want to take one?
Amen.